And welcome to the award-winning Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with me, Tom Holmes. I'm with FPL expert Ash Kernsworth.
Hi, everybody.
And the fourth of our Patreon guest hosts filling in for little Craigie Jungle Face. It is, drumroll, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Mental Email of the Week himself, Mr. James Doncaster.
Lads holiday, everybody.
Lovely to have you here, PJD.
Thank you, lads.
Excited?
Very excited.
Oh, everyone on Twitter was really excited to have you. As are we.
I've had a follower.
You've had a follower. Oh, here we go. What a time to be alive.
26, thank you.
but James Doncaster is with us to talk about the game week that was. Game week 15, I believe. Yeah.
We don't like to get hung up on numbers.
No, don't worry about numbers, mate. No, not the gaffer tapes. But yeah, game week 15, yeah, it literally just happened. And it was a doozy, quite a big scoring one. We are going to, in part two, we're going to answer all your questions about what to do over the next game week and things like that. And then in the third section, we're going to review game week 16, which is coming up, and it's a little Tuesday, Wednesday jobby again.
Always.
Bing, bang, boom.
Love it.
And then I believe we have a quiz.
You have a quiz?
Unbelievable.
It's incredible.
Hot. It's fire. I'm excited.
We know the quiz score. Who won last week?
Me. Oh, yeah. You, yeah. It's like 12, 11, 10, I think it's 11-9.
What 10, is it really?
12-10, yeah.
12-10.
Ash winning, yeah?
Yeah.
What we should do is make a note of that.
Just make a note.
Just pop out of the studio. Just want to post it or something.
Yeah.
Because we spend most of the time talking about that. but let's talk about some bloody football. Saturday.
Boom.
Chelsea 3, Newcastle 1. The first game of the game week, it was the early game, and a lot of people had their captain in that early game.
Oh.
I did. His name, Eden Hazard, if you don't mind me saying, scored two goals, got the three bonus points. Massive game week for that.
Amazing.
Anyone have Hazard?
No. Trying my best to get him in.
Captained him, mate. 30 points. Yes, please. Morata with a goal for Chelsea there. They obviously didn't get the clean sheet because... Gale scored, Dwight Gale, yeah. Not Marcus Gale, his uncle. And that means actually, talking of that, yeah, it is now the Gaffer Tapes 4, the Sun Dream Team 2 in our Tammy Abraham versus Marcus
getting
Gale.
Getting tighter.
Not Marcus still, but getting tighter, yeah, 4-2. What Chelsea players have you boys got? Because as much as they're, you know, they are creeping up, I mean, they're nowhere near the sort of cities at the moment, but yeah.
So I've got Morata.
Oh, yeah, I've got Morata, mate.
And then...
It doesn't Morata.
Nice. Yeah. That's why he's here.
So
that's why he's here. That's lovely stuff.
I was going to bring Hazard in.
Yeah.
And I was out on Friday night.
Mm. In Gay Paris.
I was out...
You don't mind me saying.
Yeah. So I was at a bar about 5 o'clock in the morning trying to do my transfers. And
France.
Yeah. Has Hazard in the squad.
Yeah.
And I was about to press OK, and then I was like, every time I do this, every time I go abroad, for any amount of time, I fuck up my team.
Mm. So I didn't. I thought you were going to say that someone walked past with a baguette, and you were like, oh, where's... Oh, no. Or I slipped on a snail or something. Yeah. You know what I mean? Something quite French.
I think I should have done it now. But maybe I've made loads of really stupid transfers around it.
Yeah. Well, I brought Hazard in a couple of weeks ago for Eric's.
Which was a good shout.
Moses with a couple of assists there. And then Hazard, Morata and Moses with points. To be fair, that is, I had a really good week, and that is the basis of my week, were a lot of the points to 30 from a lot of them.
I've just got Christensen, the new boy.
Oh yeah.
Tall and thin at the back.
Tall and thin.
Tall and thin.
Good.
But yeah, not bad. And I've got Morata.
But
like,
yeah,
I said, trying to get in young Edin.
Edin.
Trying my best.
Edin.
Got two free.
Young Edin.
Yeah.
Just a youth player, just called Young Aiden. Young Aiden. Hello, Young Aiden. Hello.
Yeah,
lovely player.
Christensen's not a bad shout, 5.5.
No, I like him.
Yeah.
Oh, he's risen a pip since I got him as well. That's good news.
Profit.
Chuck that in my
chuck that in the bin.
Because they've got some juicy fixtures.
Yeah.
What, Chelsea?
Plenty. Yeah, well, I mean, yeah. they've got a double red. I don't know what the double red is coming up next. What you call a fixture that's beyond red.
Yeah.
They got West Ham away, but then Huddersfield, Southampton, Everton, Brighton.
Stoke. Hello there. Yeah. It's beautiful, isn't it?
That is, yeah, that's very...
That's why I want to get young Aiden in.
It's very green on the way. Get young Aiden in. Yeah. That's the tip for the podcast. Aiden.
Maybe next week. Maybe skip this. That's tough fixture. Well, yeah,
very tough.
Banana skin, of course.
Yeah, Stam United, so avoid.
Another team to avoid would be Liverpool, because they won 5-1. I probably should have said team to avoid is Brighton, because they lost 5-1.
Yeah.
5-1, massive.
A gross performance.
Gross, very gross performance. Yeah, they got absolutely dunked in the mouth or something, didn't they?
Yeah.
Something like that. Dunked in the bin. A lot of people captain Salah. But Salah did not, wasn't the cream
deliver
of the Salah cream. Didn't work. Firmino, two goals.
Firmino's Coutinho, back.
That'll be fun. Coutinho
and Chan, and then Coutinho picking up the 3 points.
Is it too early?
Three assists.
And Salah, so just got the one assist. So I was with a lot of people out when we were drinking, and they catch Salah, thought, and they were like, "Oh, you know, he
really looked like one points. Of them was an assist." When I watched the highlights, I was like, "Salah got 2 assists."
Mm.
I don't know how.
Yeah, they didn't give him the second one.
I don't know how. Why?
Yeah, give it to Coutinho, but I mean
sympathy.
Yeah, Firmino, Coutinho back. Yeah, could be some interesting people there. Yes, and then obviously the second own goal in 3 games for Badunkadunk.
Yeah,
which poor is lad. Shocking. He's been my last sub on my bench, so that's not been a problem. And I still think he's a decent shout to have. You know, a lot of people are going to get rid of him now because
they don't like getting minus points every week.
No,
it's not every week. It's 2 out of 3 getting minus. So get some plus in between and even the score out. Everton.
If anything, just pick him on the games where he doesn't score an own goal.
Yeah,
easy.
Ideally, insight. Ideally. Everton win 2-0.
It's outrageous.
Sigurdsson back on the
run.
They've done 2 wins now.
They've done a couple 2
wins.
They've done 2 wins,
scored 6 goals and conceded none.
Yeah.
Yes, because impressive. They beat West Ham 4-0 last week, I believe.
Yeah. I'm considering a Everton player.
Mm. Well, I had Rooney in my secret sausage and got rid of him. Literally the game, he scored a hat-trick for Andy Carroll, who was in that game and did nothing.
Mm.
So, I should have said dog shit.
I should have said that Rooney scores against West Ham every time. I've seen him play against West Ham twice and he scored in both of them
from 60 yards.
And he had a cracking game. Obviously, last week we had Patreon guest host Jack Saunders on and we were watching the scores come in live and stuff. And that was when Rooney got that hat-trick. But yeah, he did get the assist in this game against Huddersfield. Calvert-Lewin as well with a goal for Everton. Does anyone have Calvert-Lewin? A couple of people at the pub were saying on the
got
bench.
Him in Togger.
Got him in Togger, have you?
But not in FPL.
He's another one. 5 point. He's on the he's in the region of Gross and Rickarlison.
Yeah,
isn't he? So I think I'm not sure many people would have him over either of those.
He's a forward FPL.
Oh, is he? Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, sorry, I thought he was mid. Oh, he's well good then.
Yeah, he's good as a third option. Do you want to rejig your tits about?
Rejig, we're always rejig.
But then he's fighting for his place against Niasse
and Rooney.
Yeah. So not quite as good.
Yeah, because Niasse is a lot of rotating there. And, yeah, I don't know if...
That's funny.
I don't know if any... Sorry. I don't know if anything will happen, whether it's worth getting those in, because I think you do really have to pick Rooney when he is playing and all that. And what might be a decent shout for Togger, though?
Sigurdsson as well, if he starts doing well. He's a bit pricey, though.
Well, I thought when they signed him, and I was like, he's such an amazing FPL pick every fucking year. And now he's playing for this Everton side that have just bought all these players. They're going to be amazing. So he was straight in. I think he might have even appeared in my actual official team at some point.
Mm.
But he's in my sausage at the moment. Yeah.
His last four games are really good. 8, 7, 5, 9. Awesome. But he's the same price as... I guess you could swap him in for Pogba whilst Pogba's out.
Yeah, I've done it well.
Short term.
Don't bloody... No spoilers, guys. Come on, we're getting through the results. They don't know about Pogba yet.
So
people that listen to our podcast, don't bother watching football.
Forget what he said.
They take it all from us. They go, no, don't worry about Match of the Day. So Gary Lineker, who the Gaffer Tapes made look like a mug on Twitter. let's just listen to these guys. But I'm not really sure about Everton. I think if they start turning it around and people start playing more regularly and stuff, potentially... Leicester 1, Burnley 0. Gray with the only goal for Leicester. Mahrez assist again. Decent. Decent return for Mahrez. I think he is. But again, you know, he's 8 points something, isn't he? So, you know, if you did it, it could be a decent, you know, swap for.
Swapping him for Pogs.
For Pogba, yeah, because they run Newcastle, Southampton, Palace.
Yeah.
Then they got United, but then they got Watford. So that's three. Four out of five really decent fixtures.
So what's their who have they got for the next three games?
Newcastle, Southampton, and Palace.
Oh, so
that is decent,
very good.
Oh, and then nice. You can swatch him, and then you can trade him back for Pogba for the Man United game.
Yes.
Yeah. Total turncoat on him.
Yeah, amazing.
But
strategy.
And now he's playing behind. He's not really playing right wing anymore, is he? He's playing behind
Vardy.
JV.
Yeah, because I've got Vardy myself, and it's like every time I go to get rid of him, I do just get that. He gets that one goal
or I think
like
one
assist, either. And I'm like,
argh. Tempting you.
Yeah, we talked about this last week. I wasn't sure. I'm not sold on Vardy. And
he's only at about 8 mil, though, isn't he?
Yeah, he is quite cheap. But then you can get cheaper and bolster midfield a little. We'll see. We'll see. But talking of Leicester, it is time for the biggest feature in the British broadcasting. It is, of course, where's Wellers?
Oh, where's Wellers?
He's playing for Wisla Krakow. He's just there. There's a lovely shot of him. Very muscular arms.
God, he's huge, isn't he?
He is big boy. Number 27.
Which... He's a big unit.
Is yeah. he playing...
I don't know.
He looks like... Is this a warm-up? They look like literally they're playing at a park.
Yeah, it doesn't look like the most professional.
No, considering they're like a Champions League sort of team, aren't they?
Are they?
Mm. I mean, they're like a sort of echelon of team.
Are they? Wow. Yeah, I don't know. I just know that he makes that fella he's playing with look like a small child. But yeah, we will be keeping an eye on Wallers. And you know, if you're in Poland, go down and watch Wisla Krakow play.
Good show.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's the sort of thing you would do. You go out tonight and then you go, oh, so yeah, I'm just going to go to Poland like next weekend. And then you'll go, do you want to go? And I'll go, oh mate, it's a bit short now. You go, bloody hell, mate, what's wrong with you?
What are you?
No, what? It's, come on, it's Poland in like a couple of days. Stoke 2, Swansea 1, big Tommy T-Dog's tip of the week, Shaqiri.
Yeah.
My doppelganger Shaqiri, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely furious.
With a bonus as well?
With a boner as well.
Two boners.
Yes, he did. And Diouf as well.
Yep.
I put both of those boys in my secret sausage team. They were I had two free transfers and brought both of them in because I thought, I reckon they're going to dig
Swansea. What are Diouf's other names? This isn't part of the quiz.
El Hadj.
Nope.
Old Sue.
No.
Oh, I do know, but I don't want to tell
Let's
you.
Let's move on, eh?
Yeah.
Isn't it Mirror?
Well,
is it Mirror Havram?
Well, at least I had a go at it.
Come on.
Yeah, they are Mirror.
Mamma Mirror.
There you go.
Yeah. So I was close.
Not El Hadj.
El Hadj Diouf. Oh, who's that?
That's a guy for Bolton, isn't it?
Spitterson.
Yeah.
El Hadj Diouf or Old Sue Diouf. But that's just his nickname in the club. It's like a long story. Bonnie with the Swansea goal. Is Tammy Abraham back yet? He's not, is he?
Didn't see him.
I don't think he is. No. I think he's injured.
Ben Dinnery's probably tweeted.
Oh, Din Dinnery, Din Din Daroo.
Yeah.
On Twitter. Yeah.
Check it.
But yeah, Bonnie, always a great FPL shout, wasn't he? You know.
Yeah. 3 years back.
Abraham's
isn't red.
He's not red. Well, maybe he's back this week. I don't know.
I'll say no, he played against Stoke.
He did.
Yeah, didn't show up in the highlights.
No. Then let's all please laugh at Spurs once again. Watford won. Spurs won.
Well, they were playing against the one man destroyer, Rickarlison.
Yeah. The one man team. Everyone's FPL team. Yeah, everyone's boyfriend, Rickarlison. Son with the goal. A little bit annoying. But it's like, I took Son out of my team probably like 3 weeks ago, but stuff like that still annoys me. That will still annoy me for another 3 or 4 weeks.
Mm.
Every time I see his name until I forget. And like Ericsson, I got rid of like 2 weeks ago.
Rising
he got
Son.
The assist. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I brought in...
Really good. That was really good.
I brought in Trippier. Like when he was really unfashionable. No, about... Remember about 2 months ago I brought him in?
Oh, what, when he used to wear like a baseball cap on backwards and use a skateboard?
Boot cut.
And he was the cheapest one of their defenders that plays.
Mm.
No one had him. He played 2 games, got a shitload of points every game. And then, of course, they signed Sanchez. And every week, they pick him every week and every other week.
Yeah.
He gets banned for fly-kicking someone in the nuts.
Yeah.
Aurier, no? What? Is that Aurier? No.
Davidson.
Sanchez, yeah.
Yeah, big time. Yeah. old Sue Sanchez.
Yeah.
Who got the goal for Watford?
Your old lad, Cabaselli.
Cabaselli, yeah. The boy. Spurs in trouble. Well, I mean, not in trouble, but, you know, they have flopped it once again, struggling a bit. And no goal for Harry Kane.
The thing is, with Kane,
before, when you're that expensive,
you have to deliver. And he delivered in the last two games.
He did, just enough there. But the thing was, it was only just enough. Mm. It wasn't quite enough for a captain choice. It was just like that one goal.
He's got a good run coming up. Stoke, Brighton.
Yes, Stoke.
Yeah, Man City's hard, but then Burnley, Southampton. Yeah, still could get goals.
Could still just. I mean, I did, and I got rid of him for.
He's a lot of money, isn't he?
He's just too much money. And I've got a little stat about Jesus coming up that will delight everyone as it delighted the Twitter
Have any of you got any Spurs players?
All gone now?
I've got nothing.
You've not got Kane?
Neither have you. No. I got rid of him the other week for Jesus. Yeah. Again, got a fantastic stat about him coming up.
Yeah.
West Brom 0, Palace 0. Rare clean sheet for Parish. turning it around at Palace.
Yeah. Can I say,
yeah.
I had Scott Dan for a while.
Yeah, a lot of people did.
Oh, always.
And then he didn't play. And they've started getting clean sheets. And it's just made me sad. And
yeah.
That's just wanted to get off
of
my
chest. It's one of them, yeah. No, well, Scott Dan was always a great shout. And he did, last year before he got injured, he did like a goal as well.
Did a goal?
He did a goal.
Yeah.
He does like a goal, so.
Do you know who is there? This is my favourite game each week.
Yeah.
Who is their highest scoring player?
Townsend?
It's going to be a defender. Is it Suarez, the defender?
No, it's guess.
Townsend?
Sacco.
Sacco, that was it, yeah.
Sackleberries.
He's got a load of boners this last few weeks.
Sackleberry.
And then, the game of the year,
I would say, Tom. Thomas.
Well, we watched it in Windsor, didn't we? Bloody lads, Gefferenzy lads. The less said about that night, the better.
Because I felt
depressed about it for days.
Really?
But the actual game, yeah, I just got too drunk. The game itself was a belter. Yeah. Even though Arsenal did lose 3-1, Pogba, 2 assists, but he gets a red card. Bang. What suspended till January.
Yeah.
That's huge. That's changed now, isn't it? It's till January.
Well, it's going to be 3 games. They've extended it.
It's been extended till January, is what I heard.
Oh, yeah.
It was going to be till like the 24th of December, but I think it's until January.
Is that because he clapped? Is that dissent?
It says 23rd, but I was seeing on Twitter today. Maybe. We'll see. But it's
he clapped,
a few games.
Didn't he? He clapped the referee. Yeah. Like that, they may have been upset.
Well,
by that.
We went to one of the classiest bars in Windsor to watch the game.
I felt so sorry because I was away.
Yeah.
And Tom. I knew it was going to be a disaster.
I picked an ex-serviceman's club. Yes. with some of the roughest, oldest men in the world in there.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, the Liberal Club.
When we went in there before.
Yeah, it was. It's not so nice now.
Yeah,
not as good.
Have you killed someone?
Yeah.
Have you got a facial tattoo?
Please come in. I feel like I let them down a little bit, but sorry, lads. But everyone seemed to enjoy it after a while.
Then
they all went home and I carried on enjoying myself on my own until the barman went, just go home, mate. We're not serving you anymore.
But the real letdown was
Pogba.
Yeah.
Lingard with 2 goals.
The only one.
Yeah.
Who thinks it wasn't a red card.
The thing is,
everyone was split in the pub. Yeah,
so
a lot of people were split.
If you look at what Bellerin did, he kind of sat down in front of him.
Yeah.
And he was already kind of running fast. Pogba's quick and he's got massive long legs.
Yeah.
And
it was like he's slipping.
Bellerin sat down in front of him. And so he's kind of still running and it's difficult for him to avoid. But I still think he's stood on his fucking knees.
Mm. But I think,
so should he go?
But I think he was trying to, I don't think he was trying to tackle him. I think he was trying to stand and the guy's leg was there. I don't think it was like, I don't think he was like sliding into him. He was like running and then was trying to stop.
Yeah, it's not a slide, definitely.
Yeah.
No.
I didn't think it should be.
I don't know. I did feel that it was. And obviously at the time I was going, hey, it's back. Why are you fucking here? Like that. Just to fit in with the Cleon towel. But yeah, I do think it was a bit naughty.
Great game though. Yeah, De Gea. Good. Can we mention De Gea?
De Gea was fantastic. Yeah, unbelievable. 14
absolutely
saves.
Amazing.
Oh, we should have fucking at least drawn that.
100,000 shots.
Oh, and amazing.
One goal, amazing.
Lacazette scores. A lot of people took Lacazette out because they heard he was injured.
Yeah.
Lingard did have a cracking game at Valencia with a goal. Aaron Ramsey, can I just say?
Again?
Yeah. 5 assists in 5 for Ramsey. I brought him in at the very start of that. 5 in 5 for the lad.
You brought him in at the start?
Yeah, and he's 5 in 5, but he's like 6 in 7 or something.
That's still 7 points.
Still 7.2. Yeah. He's gone up. I've had him since he was 7, mate. Simple as that.
And Arsenal got a good run.
Christ, years old.
Arsenal's got a good run coming up as well.
We've got a lovely run. Yeah, Southampton, West Ham, Newcastle, then Liverpool, which is, it could go either way.
Doable.
Game week 20, Crystal Palace. So, yeah, decent run for us.
I might consider taking my first points here.
Really? To get Rambo in? Yeah, I don't know if it's worth it for Ramsey because he's like a steady 5-6 pointer.
But maybe drop Pogba and Gross.
Yeah.
Bring in Ramsey and Mahrez or Hazard.
Wow.
Yeah.
A lot of money there. Chatting. Bournemouth 1, Southampton 1. Austin scores again. What's happened with
Jane Austen?
Oh, Jane Austen, stone cold. I just realised everyone took the piss out of me on Saturday because when Austin scored the week before the hat-trick and I had him in my Togger team, I didn't actually put him in.
Yes.
And they all laughed at me and I still haven't put him in and he scored again.
No way.
So, yeah.
I'm considering for FPL. I'm considering for
really?
This game. Yeah.
Interesting. Who
they
is
have made money for it. Well, remember at the start of the season they had that dream
run.
Of green.
That amazing run. Now
yeah,
now
it's the opposite. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That, yeah, I mean, they've got... some proper.
Redmond.
Oh, even their next easiest game is fucking Leicester.
Yeah.
It's the easiest game they've got out of the next 6, so. No.
And Redmond with the assist there, he's clocking up the odd points, but yeah, that's worth it.
Yeah, get out of town.
And the final game was City 2, West Ham 1.
God.
Did you see that, Ash?
Yeah, so close.
It was, wasn't it?
I thought it was going to be 10. Well, I thought it was going to be 10-0.
Well, you were winning.
Yeah, they did right.
And then, wow, I didn't realise that Joe Hart couldn't play because of his contract. And then before the game, we had like 3 injuries. So we were playing a total budget B team. They came so close.
What happened? Because I didn't see the game.
We scored like on the counter-attack right at the start, like from a corner.
Yeah.
And Man City look really poor in the defending set pieces every week, don't they? So it's just textbook corner header. And then for about the next 100 minutes, they were just passing it around the box. They were a bit lackluster though.
Yeah.
And then right at the end, they chipped it over. And
De Bruyne, great pass to Silva. Yeah.
Yeah. He was bloody, like, you know, outstretched leg, bounced off in the goal. Off his really good finish. Yeah.
Well, I must say, partly down to my amazing week, I did have some.
But also, West Ham on the break still were travelling City. They don't look good.
No.
If someone's going to attack them, like United have got them on the weekend, and not with Pogba, granted, but. Could work out well.
I've been saying for the last few weeks, people keep saying that the title's over, but this, what, the third week in a row they've scored a late
winner. Yeah, they have. They haven't looked great.
And the fixtures are going to, as soon as there's fixture congestion, they get one or two injuries.
Yeah.
They've got a really big squad, but there's
can't keep scoring 80th minute and winning, can they?
No, because they've got a massive squad and they rotate, but it's only really a couple of positions.
Yeah.
Like, you can tell the depth in a lot of places, isn't there?
Yeah. And there was another assist for Jesus, who I brought in. And I noticed, right, I looked down, and as much as he does get rotated, there's only been 4 games this season where he hasn't scored or got an assist. And I tweeted that. I put that out on Twitter. And people can believe it. Yeah, they were loving that. And there's literally been just 4 games, and one of them he didn't play at all.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was potentially injured. But yeah, and he's like, three back-to-back assists, 2 goals before that.
5 points.
Well, he is a bit cheaper though, 10.4, and it's, but he's in my team instead of Kane, so I'm really noticing the extra money that I've got, and I'm not as worried. If he comes off the bench and gets an assist, I'm relatively happy with that. Whereas if Kane does nothing and he's that extra 3 mil more,
yeah,
it's annoying.
So much more, isn't it?
So I'm really happy with Jesus.
For
what's Morata in comparison?
Jesus.
It's about the same price, aren't they?
But I've got both. I've got Jesus and Morata and Vardy. Best of both worlds.
Laughing.
Yeah, Morata's like 4, like point. He's 4 pips more expensive.
Life, innit?
But he's hardly. Morata's overall return isn't all that much higher.
No.
But I mean, I would have Morata over.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or Laka.
Even it's funny actually because Morata and Kane are the top 1 and 2 now points.
Yeah.
For strikers.
Mm.
And it shows that them playing first choice,
yeah,
and being the only choice,
yeah,
difference it makes. A bit
better, that's what I'm thinking with Arsenal. With like I said, if he can stay fit,
yeah, I think he might be injured, like legitimately injured now.
He's oh, okay. so far off the pace of the others.
He's like, but he's got a run coming up, and if they've got no Europe as well, I don't know if they can.
Oh, that's going to be a big factor.
Yeah, well, they have got Europe, but
it's even worse. Europa League is even worse. Guys.
Yeah, we're very much in the Europa League.
Yeah, because that means that's on Thursday.
Yeah, but they don't play him, do they? In Europe, they play like...
Oh, yeah, probably. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it won't be. Yeah. Right, let's just quickly do our top 10. You can still join our mini league, the Gaffer Tapes mini league, on pin 1072-420, or just go to thegaffertapes.com/join. James Doncaster, do you want to read the top 10?
Not really, but I've got some things to shout out. Okay. You do.
Oh, all right. Well, I'll do it. In at number 10, Joe Stone for Fuchs Away Blind.
Joss Stone, kidnap plot.
Lovely. In at number 9, Robert Vertzi. Number 8, Nick Henry, Veiled Banger.
Yep.
Number 7, yeah. Steve Clift.
Cliff Pallett.
Cliff Pallett, of course. Number 6, Charlie Bolton.
Usain Bolt. Insane Bolt.
Insane Bolt, brilliant. Number 5.
Taken for granted.
Grant Murphy. Number 4, Magnus Westerland.
What, Sander Vestervelt?
Genius. Number 3, Danielle Kay.
Special K.
Special K. Number 2, we'll see.
Or won't see.
I think
that's the first one.
I think number 2.
Oh.
Greg Rosetsky.
Wait, yeah, number one. You fired too early. Number 2, we'll see.
Yeah.
420 Flora Fanatic. I think that guy, as we may see later in the show, maybe one bloke from Barbados.
Yes.
Oh, no, I don't think it is, because he...
No, but look at the name of the team.
Yeah, I know, but...
Yeah.
Well, it might be.
It's secret sausage.
Secretive.
There's definitely some Fedora-based lads chat later. And then, yeah, top of the Gaffer Tapes League is Topu 90. Topias Koski, do it again.
Still in at number 1.
99 Flakes.
And then Manager of the Month for November. We promised you a copy of brand new Football Manager game.
Yeah.
And the number 1 manager of November was, drumroll, Jeremiah Johnson with Lookman. Are you Aki?
Is that Michael Jackson?
I get what you did there. I don't know.
Lookman, are you Aki? That one.
No, it's like, Lookman, are you okay?
Oh.
Lookman, are you Aki?
Could have been.
If you email
info at the Gaffer Tapes,
email us up and we will sort you out with that, young man. We should have checked Facebook and then done. Oh, we can do that in a second bit.
Yeah,
we check Facebook and then give out.
Yeah, we have checked Facebook.
We have already.
That's all sorted. It's down in the stuff.
Down in the stuff. And then very quickly, just before we go for this part, just our positions. Ash, still daddy of G-Wing, 216th. Me, I'm only a few points behind you. I had a belting week. I had 32 points.
Close.
I gained 32 points on you after this week. 267th. Craigo, 614th. I checked, and he is changing his team out there. On his skateboard. But he only had a 49-point week.
And Dom is where?
JD. There's a little name between there. James Doncaster, you're 1,089th. I swear you used to be good, didn't you?
You like playing the game. You like doing the changes and things.
What's that? That's like a 20-click wanker?
Yeah, I'm having a bad time at the moment.
21-click wanker?
Yeah.
Not bad. I say not bad, it's awful. Dom Monaghan, 452nd in the Gaffer Tapes League, and Asmir Begovic, only a couple of points ahead of you, JD. He's 1,067th. So yes, that concludes the first section. We'll be back in part 2. We're going to give you the winner of the Facebook thing, which we already definitely know.
So yeah, we're not going to look up now.
We're going to do all your questions. We've got an amazing little clip coming up. And and then we'll be back in part 3 to preview GW16 and do the quiz. So we will see you in a second.
Good afternoon, guys. Nathan Graves here from Barbados. Current 4-click wanker. FPL Fatty is the name on Twitter. So yeah, man, Tom mentioned on the last episode that he visited Barbados a while back, among with his many other travel escapades. It's been too long, Tom. 2005 is way too long. You need to visit us soon again. And bring the rest of the team with you. Craig and Ash, y'all need to come as well. few beers on me, we'll do a Caribbean pub by the sea. How does that sound? But yeah, man, I really enjoy the pod. It's quite obvious why y'all won the award. It's quite clear. Brilliant pod. Very informative, very funny. So let's keep up the good work. All three of y'all are very, very funny, very humorous. But for me, Ash is just so... Whenever Ash talks, I can't help but laugh. I don't know why. But in my head, I pictured Ash as a short white guy with long hair who always wears a fedora. For some reason or the other, I don't know, but I pictured him as always wearing a fedora. So my question for this week's pod is, does Ash always wear a fedora? You know, when he's on his way to work, when he's at dinner with the wife, when he's in the toilet shitting, does Ash always wear a fedora for no apparent reason? That's my question for this week's pod. But I do really enjoy the pod. If you believe it, I listen to over 20 pods every week. And yours is undoubtedly one of the best, if not the best. So it's a really good pod, man. Very funny. Keep up the good work. And yeah, that's basically it. FPL Fadio.
Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast Part 2 with me, Ash, Tom.
Ahoy.
And James.
Hello, lads.
So,
I thought you forgot my name then, Ash.
No, next week we've got another guest Patreon host, Joe Bloom.
Little Joey Bloom.
Looking forward to
the
it.
The first Northernman to come on the podcast other than, Dominic Monaghan.
First person from Winterfell.
First patron, lad, from Winterfell. Yeah, first patron, because you all sound quite similar, all you boys.
Yeah. But now you've got Joe Bloom coming on. So
yeah, I'm looking forward to it, little Joey Bloom.
So during the break, we had an email audio.
Oh yes, we did. Yeah,
coming amazing. From somebody who may or may not be a real person.
No, he is. He is. FPL,
is he on the Twitter sphere?
FPL Fatty. Yeah, he tweeted. So we mentioned in the Jack Saunders episode last week that I'd been to Barbados. And we got a tweet from him, and I had seen him on Twitter, I'm pretty sure, previously. And he was like, you should have come over if you were in Barbados when we were there. And I said September 05, meaning September 2005. And he thought I meant the 5th of September. So he was like, you should come over.
And then he heard your accent and was like, never come over.
What is that? No, yeah. And he was like, and I said, no, mate, like 2005. And he was like, I was about 10 then. So,
nice.
But yeah, that was amazing. I love that.
That was really good.
Ash, have you ever worn a fedora?
Remember, he thinks I'm like a proper internet meme nerd.
Yeah.
I'm not. I'm first.
You just take the word meme out.
Yeah.
And that's what
I would say I was more of a geek than a nerd.
What's the difference between a geek and
yeah,
geek?
Like a nerd, someone...
Geeks can be sexy. Ash is sexy.
Exactly. Yeah. Geeks can be sexy. A nerd's actually intelligent, I would say, would be a big differential.
Okay. Well, maybe. Pretty intelligent.
Differential.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I really don't like it. Yeah. And I would never wear a fedora.
Craig is more likely to wear a fedora.
Much more likely, yes. In fact, he basically described Craig.
Craig is
a fairly short white guy that would wear a fedora.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's secretly a mega nerd. And plus, he always protests loads. Like, every time we go anywhere, and there's any group of people, he's always like, virgins. But what he means is, they don't sell couscous.
That's definitely what he means. His subtext is, they don't sell couscous here. Only virgins.
Yeah, these guys are too cool for me. I'm going to pretend they're not virgins.
Amazing.
So thanks for the email.
Yes, thank you very much. Voice clip. Yeah, keep your voice clips coming in to info@thegaffertapes.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now is a little thing. We like to jingle.
We do, yeah. Just any second now. Not a problem. Now it's time to reply to the nerders on the
Facebook page. Facebook.com/thegaffertapes. That is so good. Is that...
That's we Jimmy.
Nice.
Love that.
Yeah, he actually asked if we were live streaming this episode today, but we're not. We might do it.
I think we might do it to everybody next week.
To everyone next week.
Yeah, last time it was like a Patreon only thing.
Should have mentioned this at the start. That would have been... we're going to try and live stream the episode with Joe Bloom. So Joe, make sure you brush your hair.
Bring a fedora.
And bring a fedora, please. Let's do some Facebooky things. Paul Buchanan Facebooked us and said the current number one fantasy football manager in the world bought Ben Chigwell into his team this week. Do you feel this undermines you at all?
It's a really interesting question, actually.
Yeah, so we mentioned, what's his actual name? Fucking hell.
Ben Chilwell.
Chilwell. You just called him Chigwell.
I noticed he put Chigwell in there.
So you just called him Chigwell.
No, I called him Chilwell. No. I said it sounded like Chigwell.
Eventually.
You said, oh, some guy called Chigwell.
All right, Rashford.
And then we laughed. Yeah, right. And then we all laughed at you quite a lot.
You knew that.
Yeah. Yeah, of course it is. Yeah. I just pretend to be stupid and know nothing about football. But then after we said, oh, no one's got him, and you said he was the worst player in the world, the number one in fantasy football in the whole world, brought him into his team. Does that mean anything? I just think that means that he listens to the podcast, the number one fantasy football player in the world, and just thought, do you know what? And
the Leicester. Sort
of hipster this off chance.
So this is a really good question. First of all, it's amazing that somebody randomly replied to him, like one of his friends replied to him. Some girls replied saying, you're such a sad act. Like, it's obviously shown up on his feed that he's replied.
So some girls, just a sad act. Just because she's a fan of the podcast and, like, stop slagging these boys off, stop being sad.
Exactly.
They wear fedoras, mate. They're cool.
But I thought, because when they were playing against West Ham, so he's only played a couple of games this season, and obviously they had so much pressure on us. He played the whole game virtually as left wing. So I assumed he was playing left wing for them. He's actually left back, I guess.
He's strong.
He's terrible. It's such a weird one because he's a good pick because he's only 4.3 million and they got three really easy games. So even I was thinking about getting him in just because he's basically a cheap clean sheet.
Yeah.
But as a footballer, he can't pass. If you saw him at the weekend, every time he got 10 yards further than the halfway line, he looked like, oh shit, and ran back. He had a couple of good runs and then was like, oh, I don't know where I am. They've retreated away.
He's been good for England, that's all I know. He's been, like, for under-21s or something, he does all right.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
He could be the whole thing is, if you've got what is the saying, like, your...
come on. Please make up a saying. Please get a saying wrong now.
Like fedora.
It could be this week's Chigwell.
Maybe I'll just scam it. I don't know about any sayings.
It's like saying, out of the bush, up the...
Yeah,
up
in the mouth. In the concubine.
Yeah. Out the bush, into the mouth.
Your opinion.
Three in the mouth. I want to be honest.
That was the sound of the other. So your opinions should be something you carry around with you.
Yeah.
Not something that defines you.
Okay.
So they should be interchangeable. Uh-huh. So I may reevaluate my opinion of Chigwell.
Can you edit this?
That's a meme there. You are a bloody meme geek. That is a meme. I can imagine that. Just like a picture of you in soft focus with the things. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Keep them with you. Carry around than that. That'd be big. That'd be big. That'd go viral. Will Theodore got at us on Facebook, facebook.com/thegaffertapes. What's the best FPL Cup run one of you have ever made? Always seem to get knocked out in the first round despite finishing in the top 100k each year. I don't know if you can ever... I don't know how you can see that.
No.
I know there's cup history and stuff, but that's only this year's cup history, isn't
it?
I never know. So, do you know what? I never ever look at the cup.
I've never
games.
Won it.
No, I've never won the whole thing.
I've never won... That's all I know. I've never won it. I wanted to win it, I'm sure, but I haven't. Yeah.
I probably won't
win it this year because I'm about a million and a lot.
A million and a lot.
That's in the gaffer tapes league.
Yeah.
I never pay attention to it.
No, I never do. And that might be in 4 years of podcasting. That might be the first question we've ever got about the cup.
First time anyone's ever mentioned
this. Meaningless.
I really should. Yeah, it's a little bit like the sort of cups that Arsenal
But you have are to, this year. To qualify, you have to get in the top 4 million, is that right?
Yeah, there is a cut-off, isn't there?
Yeah.
Oh.
So good luck this game week. Get in the top 4 million and good luck to you.
Good luck to you. Yeah, that's very interesting, though. That is very interesting. I've never really noticed it myself. I might keep a bit more of an eye on it, potentially. I really enjoyed that.
Thanks for
that,
Will.
So he was saying about him getting knocked out, even though finishing in top.
Oh, bless you.
The couple of times I finished really high,
yeah,
I've got knocked out really early
bet
as well.
You're first in the world. Yeah, but you just have one shit week.
Yeah.
And get done by someone who's on a wild card.
Yeah.
Or triple captained or
exactly.
Something like that. Just before we move on to Twitter, the results of the Facebook competition.
Oh, yeah.
The guy who has won the fantasy football, what is it, football manager? I can't stop calling it fantasy football manager,
yeah.
Yeah, football manager 2018, the brand new game, is... Tom Jenkins.
Well done, Tom. Oh, Tommy Drake.
He's at home now. Just Tom Jenkins. I just fucking bought a copy of this. Fuck. No, Tom Jenkins. Get in touch with us. info@thegaffertapes.com.
Oh.
And yeah, email us.
Yeah, it's probably PC only. We should have probably. I don't know, actually.
I don't know. No, they just send us a. We just. I don't really know. I'm pretending that I know.
Yeah, I imagine it's probably a Steam copy of it.
Took me ages to try and find how to get onto Facebook.
It's the fourth year we've run this competition and we never know what it is.
I never know. Yeah. But yeah, yeah. But the people that win it are always happy. So that's the main thing. So yes, thank you, Tom. Yeah, get in touch. info@thegaffertapes.com. I think that means it must be time for everyone's favourite tweets for my tweet.
Where's Wireless?
Classic.
Cool, Mac.
Maximus tweeted us and said, who's the best attacking option for the Xmas break? I don't think he means Xmas break. I assume he means Xmas fixtures.
Xmas flipping.
Bundle,
yeah.
Your big old bundle.
Not necessarily a break, the opposite.
Yeah, absolutely. Less of a break, more of a bloody headache.
Right?
Oh. Yeah, there's a lot. Do you know what? I think that little Tottenham run's nice. Oh, there is a double game week alert.
Hello.
1st of January. We will obviously talk about it closer we get, but game week 22, if you're obviously, I assume the people when they read this are making notes.
Read.
No, the blind people that read it in Braille.
Yeah.
We have a little Braille system that comes out.
Yeah.
It's good because it'd be really difficult for them to listen to it.
Yeah, that's true.
Hello, readers.
No, we've got one person that's blind and deaf, and they just use the Braille. So if you're reading this, Steve, blind and deaf Steve from Wickham, then keep listening.
Shout out, Stevie.
Keep reading, Steve. Steve, big bad Stevie. Game week 22.
Yes.
Tottenham are on a double game week, and they've got, I mean, it's looking good for a Harry Kane triple captain.
They've got
Swansea.
And West Ham. Yeah.
Two of the shittest teams this year.
Yeah.
I think currently the bottom two.
So.
Are they?
Triple captain Joe Hart.
Triple captain Joe Hart for those, even though he's just playing the one game. I think there, Kane, if he hits a bit of form. And it's literally happening on the game week starts the first of.
Of the year, yeah. First of the year. Jan.
So we worked out you could actually wild card.
Yeah. Just to point out, West Ham are playing twice as well.
Oh, West Ham playing twice.
Yeah,
as
I mean
well.
they are a real
Andy
team.
Home to West Brom and then away at Spurs.
Sorry, I do apologise. Yeah, Andy Carroll. Really
but also, everyone's playing 2 days earlier as well.
Yeah, so it's
just.
I mean,
we'll
probably talk about it more in depth closer to the time. But just
I don't know if we will. The subject of double game weeks rarely comes up every 8 months. Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah,
that's true. But yeah, the first official
Tottenham
one.
Tottenham aren't playing that week.
Oh, so Tottenham aren't playing the week before. That's, yeah.
Double GW.
Cup game. So, Tuesday 2nd of Jan, Swansea, Spurs. Thursday 4th of Jan, Spurs, West Ham. I think I would be getting in Harry Kane.
I think towards the end of that, get in Harry Kane.
Well, that.
Triple captain him.
That is the perfect time. Oh, no, I was going to say use your free hit chip, but you can't use that and triple captain.
I think triple captain Kane,
mm.
And then I see what the fixtures are coming up after that. And then we're in the big double game week. Use your free hit chip.
Yeah.
Because then you'll have more choice as well.
And just run around naked.
And then they've got Everton, Southampton, and United after. It's not the worst couple of games to have.
Do you know what, though? Obviously, with so many game weeks so close to each other, I always find myself with two free transfers.
If
you don't make I think that's enough. I need to remember
true.
That.
Yeah.
I think that's enough.
Because this time I got two frees.
Yeah.
Because there was a short one.
Yeah, I've still got one. I've taken Pogba out straight away, but I've still got one. Yes, I like that. So yeah,
strategy.
Remember that. Keep that. Write that down. Blind and deaf.
Oh, but so what was the
that down, mate.
To answer his actual question.
Oh. Which was what? Well, definitely Kane. Get him in, just get him in before.
We think Kane now.
Nah, we said for the Xmas break. So
Christmas break, I like Arsenal, just putting it out there.
You like Arsenal for the Christmas fixtures.
I know I mentioned it earlier, but I think Arsenal was a good place to go.
But who do you... Because they've got these games coming up, but who do you pick?
Kolasinac's a big old chap.
Yeah.
They could do okay.
Big, strong man. Watford have got nice little fixtures coming up from now until Christmas.
Let's stop deflecting from the question.
Mm.
If you're going to Arsenal...
Yeah.
Do they actually have any strikers?
Oh, strikers, sorry.
Lacazette, if he's fit. Giroud,
I mean, Ozil's
minutes,
been getting points, hasn't he?
Ozil has, actually, yeah. But Sanchez.
Sanchez, 5-5, you said?
No, that was Ramsey. Thanks for listening.
I'm sorry.
And Ascension. I don't know. That is a tough one.
Well,
you know, we asked a question that was like, and he worded it wrong, and then we gave him the Harry Kane stat, double captain. So, yes.
What about Watford?
What about Watford? I just said Watford. Yeah, they got a good nice little run.
They've got Burnley, a player.
Paris, Huddersfield, Richarlison, Brighton, Leicester. Richarlison, yeah.
If you've got a defender
what about
as well.
Fat Drake up front.
Who's your defender boy that you love?
Kiko Firmino. So, yes, please.
Because he scores, doesn't he, as well? So
he's
they've
my
got,
new Wallers.
They've
yeah.
got a good run. And they've definitely got potential to get goals there.
Yeah. Richarlison. Oh,
hello. Do you remember the ice cream advert, Gino Ginelli?
Yeah.
Do you remember the theme tune for it?
Yeah. Gino, oh, Gino Ginelli.
Right. What was the player you were just talking about? Your guy? The defender?
Kiko Firmino.
Right. Do those two together. Jingle, where's Kiko Firmino? Bam. New segment.
New feature.
Kiko, oh, Kiko Firmino.
There we go.
Right,
yeah,
excellent.
Sorted.
we've put that to bed at least. Right, let's have one from Mr. Walker Porter tweeted us and said, if you could have one celeb / footballing co-host, who would it be? Question to all podders. I think we had this before. I think I said Bob Mortimer.
I've got Bob Mortimer written down.
Have you?
And I've got Nicolas Cage, who's in Con Air. And that's all I got.
So, do you like Con Air?
Enjoy it, yeah.
Yeah, it's cracking.
Great
film, isn't it?
That, isn't it?
Yeah. Meant,
it.
I mean, it's a ridiculous concept.
Such a stupid
plot. Such a great film.
Amaze.
Yeah, yeah.
I heard Nigella Lawson.
Mm-hmm.
No, I've forgotten what she says. Can we move on? Amazing.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Oh, that's a highlight for me.
Yeah.
That's the best thing that's happened so far. Yeah, Ash, who would you like?
I think...
Don Monaghan? Sorry, oh, we've had him. Doc Brown? Oh, we've had him. Luke Kempner had him. Dane Baptiste had him. So, Nicola McCarthy had her. So.
Nicolas Cage,
next up. Yeah.
I think either Elijah Wood or Billy Boyd.
Really? Just to do the...
Well,
Hobbit
I don't
trilogy.
Know if you mentioned it. The first time that Dominic Monaghan messaged us,
yeah,
like started following us on Twitter, I said, oh... We should call him Billy Boyd for the whole episode.
Oh, right.
And Tom and Craig were like, we cannot do that.
Well, imagine if
day.
We had done and then we never heard from him again. What
he would have, he would have loved us even more.
He probably would have done, but yeah. You know, we were treading on eggshells around him then. Oh. I think, football-wise, good to get Gaz on, wouldn't it, man? Gaz on.
Oh, we were talking about sport, was that
I think
it?
We did. No, that might have been down the pub. Might have been one of our planning meetings where I was like, right, what guests are we getting on? Gazza. Let's have another pint. Yeah, Bob Mortimer, please. If you can get hold of him, that'd be lovely. FPL problems. Biggest regret, fantasy football-wise, and just in general life. Biggest regret, fantasy football-wise, so far this season, chaps.
Can I go?
Go for it, mate.
So this season, I had Salah in all my drafts.
Yeah.
Mm.
When it came to getting the final team, didn't have him.
Mm-hmm.
Finally got him in a couple game weeks back when he'd already got 1,000,006 points.
Yeah,
I got Salah in the second round of our Togger League.
Togger, yeah.
He was I got him as 18th pick.
Amazing.
Mental.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That's imagine ridiculous. Who the people must have picked ahead of him.
In hindsight, even though he's a midfielder, you would pick him first now. If you had to redo it, knowing what you know, you'd pick him first.
Yeah, we
above
yeah.
every striker.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got a big chance up there, guys.
Every striker. Who was your first round pick? Can you remember?
Oh, that fucking
Costa.
Yeah, Diego Costa. I was saying. No, it wasn't. No, Dele Alli. Mine was. Dele Alli.
Yeah, he's been good as well. So.
Yeah,
and then Kolarov.
Cracking one and Kolarov. Yeah, probably picking Kolarov and Costa in my Togger team wouldn't be the best when you do a podcast that is literally heard by tens of thousands of people a week. Yeah. Makes you sound like an idiot. What about any general life regrets?
The obvious.
What's that?
Owen just... Towers.
It's rubbish, don't bother. Yeah, he's a bit shit.
Why are you looking? They're both really intently looking at me like I'm going to have a big opinion about
Owen
Towers.
I've only got one general. I was thinking about this and I was like, what is it? And it's not even funny. It's just I went out with a girl. For 2 years.
Waste.
When I was at my absolute peak.
Prime.
I was just, honestly, I was so attractive. Everyone
prime Holmes.
Me, and I was, honestly, prime. That's what they used to call me. Prime
Holmes.
Yeah. I just really attractive. I was like 17, 18, 19, and everyone fancied me. And I went out with this dreadful girl, and it just was awful. And we hated each other and got really just like drunk for like two. Oh, missed opportunities. The girls I turned down during that period of time, oh. I've gone again. No.
Not really bothered about it, but I just think the other day, a few years ago. Oh, so it was the same season that I did really well at fantasy football. Remember me saying that all the guys were like real, there was like mega high stakes on it in the league.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and it was like totally crazy. One of them was like, oh yeah, we should all chip in and buy bitcoins, right? And they spent fucking thousands on bitcoins. And it was something like they were 50 quid each and everyone was buying 30. Mm. And I was like, who has this kind of money? Fucking hell. So I didn't go on it. I think it was like $3,000 they wanted, something like that.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, I don't have that kind of cash just lying around. And so I was pretty pleased when I saw they went up to $10,000 each the other day.
Really?
Yeah, that was... Oh my God. Any money, would it?
Regret.
Yeah.
Bitcoin, right. I don't even know what Bitcoins are. I remember you trying to tell me once what Bitcoins were. And after about 20 minutes, I just started looking at my phone. I just thought, check Twitter. We got an email, guys. We haven't had an email for a couple of weeks. We got one from Stephen Costello. He said, this is a general question, not just for the guest host, but for all of yous. Do you think Wham bars taste like fannies?
What? How did this get through?
What the heck?
How did this get through the vetting process? He said, and what do you think that board meeting was like when someone proposed a fanny-flavoured confectionery sent from my iPhone? That's it. He doesn't even say thanks, cheers, everything.
Got an iPhone, so...
We've all got iPhones, mate. So, get over it.
Yeah, whatever.
So I tried to buy a Wham bar on the way here with Doncaster. We tried to buy a Wham bar because...
We couldn't.
Because I wanted to know if it did taste like fanny.
Put it in your mouth either way.
Yeah. And then I was going to go, well, Ash, we've got something for you, but they don't sell Wham bars in Eton. Unfortunately, but
I'm gonna have to Google. Is it a real thing?
Yeah, he's googling Wham bars.
I don't recognize.
I asked my missus to get some. She was in town. She was like, "Do you want anything from the shops before I come back?" And I went, "Could you get me a Wham bar?" She went, "Why?" I went, "I can't tell you." We couldn't find one. But instead, what we've done to simulate the same sort of thing, we've brought some mackerel with us. If you want,
I think you should be kicked off the podcast.
Just making jokes.
It's outrageous.
I don't know. Can someone confirm whether Wham bars taste like fannies?
I really object to this whole thing.
Yeah, Ash is really upset.
Never tasted it either. So.
Ash doesn't agree with this sort of stuff, but I just like for my own personal... just because I want to see 100 people tweeting us going, they do not taste like fannies. Can we just do... Tweet us yes, hashtag Wham bar, or no, hashtag Wham bar. Then there's nothing mucky there.
Mm-hmm. Hashtag yes, you can.
Hashtag fanny wham bar. No, leave the word fanny out. Yes, hashtag wham bar. No, hashtag wham bar. There we go. And then that's not as mucky. And then we'll all go to heaven, which will be lovely. Yes, that concludes the social segment in the middle. We will be back in the final section to tell you about this little cheeky little Tuesday, Wednesday game week that we've got coming up. Oh, no. It's Saturday, Sunday, then the Tuesday, Wednesday, isn't it?
Correct.
Yeah maths.
Debrief maths, and then...
Life, and then we're going to be doing the bloody quiz.
No, so it's so we're going to be previewing. Yeah, we're Saturday, going to be doing Saturday, Sunday,
and then Tuesday.
You'll be live during those games. Yeah,
we will be live during those. Yeah, yeah. But
Man United, Bournemouth, potential fireworks. Yeah,
absolutely, stuff like that we'll be talking about. So stuff like that we will be talking about.
Arsenal, West Ham. That'll be good.
West Ham. Yeah, we'll be doing that live.
Hear you boys banter.
Oh, that's good. We'll be doing that live with Joe Blaine.
Oh, good. That'll be depressing.
Yeah, it will be. We will be back. And then obviously we've got the quiz, which is going to be fantastic. So yeah, we will see you in a second.
Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Ash. This is Tom.
Yes.
And this is James Doncaster.
Yes, as well.
Special Patreon guest host. If you want to support the show, you could always go to patreon.com/thegaffertapes and subscribe or whatever it's called and give us some cash and that helps run the show.
Yeah.
And you get sweet stuff like maybe coming on, maybe us coming ripping on. Out of your name.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
You get given the code to an exclusive Gafferancy league.
Yeah.
We also have a little WhatsApp group, which is good fun. There's a load of perks.
And there's probably more to come as well.
Exclusive podcasts.
Yeah, free podcasts. Free tickets to our live shows. We've only done one, but we'll probably do more.
Definitely.
So that's a thing.
It was an event.
It was good, I think.
It was a bloody good event.
Yeah.
I enjoyed
it. Worth it.
I, for one, Sorry.
That's good. So we're going to review the upcoming fixtures. So we're not recording Tuesday as we normally would because it's going to be the middle of a game week. Yeah. So we're going to do Wednesday during the second round of fixtures.
Yes. So there's game week 16 coming up this weekend and then game week 17 Tuesday, Wednesday.
And we're going to stream that live on Twitch TV if we haven't been banned from it by then. Mm. So that is a thing. You can watch the results coming live with us.
And literally everyone of our listeners can get involved except for Blind and Deaf Steve. And that's, he really won't get anything out of that, will he?
He can rock.
Unfortunately.
He can rock.
He bloody rocks.
He does
rock. Yeah. Love that guy.
So the upcoming fixtures. First game. Bang. Really, the rest can fuck off. This is the big one.
This is what it's all
the
about.
Big upset. Bam. West Ham beating Chelsea.
London.
What do we reckon? 4-0?
London. Well, I don't know. You're coming off a little bit of momentum. You looked all right against, you know, the almost untouchable City.
You know it's good when a little bit of momentum is a 2-1 loss.
Yes. Well, it's better than a 4-0 loss to Everton. So it's building.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Building on something, yes. Isn't it?
That's sweet, mate. And then I believe we've got Arsenal. Yeah, the week after.
Oh, tough
so
run.
Pretty that's, good.
Yeah, that's a shit.
Wow.
Is Moyes going to get fired?
Oh, wow. Imagine that.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine that.
So, obviously, people going big on Hazard and Morata.
Well, at the moment, as we speak, my captain's armband is still on Hazard, and it may stay that way. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, you got a fear for West Ham.
I'll do a little bit.
But it's an early game.
I guess they... Well, that is a good point, actually.
Yeah.
We're obviously going to sit back.
Sorry, is it?
Yeah, I think...
No, I know it's an early game, but what's that got to do with anything?
I think it's people are less up for it, aren't they? It's colder. I'm not sure it's the atmosphere.
It's colder. That's sort of 2.5 hours earlier. It makes a difference.
Yeah, but think if it's like... Think for these guys...
Gloves.
Think for these guys, it's their just normal job, right?
Yeah.
You know when people say...
The fans.
Like, oh, a wet night in Bolton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes a difference.
It does, because if it's your job, it doesn't matter that you're getting paid £200,000 a week.
Mm.
The money is meaningless to you. You're still like, oh, my God. Like,
raining in Stoke Tuesday night.
Or like, the Olympic Stadium at 12 o'clock on a Saturday. Mm. Been out on a Friday night.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe we could hold them to a 2-1 loss.
To a 2-1 loss and keep riding that momentum.
But Chelsea also just had an early one and... Smashed up whoever else last Saturday, didn't they? Hazard scored twice last Saturday morning.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm keeping that armband on him. Yeah. And I'm happy to have Morata for these Chelsea fixtures that are coming up, because they fucking...
Then Burnley are playing Watford. Both pretty good.
With Charleston, yeah.
Burnley good at defence.
Yeah.
But Watford do well away.
They do.
I've noted.
Mm. Yeah, they do, yeah.
They do all right.
Yeah.
It's a difficult one to call that one, I think.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't...
Tight defence.
I think if you've got me, I wouldn't worry about playing him.
Well, I haven't got you in my team, man. I haven't had you all season. I think I had you in my secret sausage for
you've
about 10
yellow.
Minutes and that was it. You went yellow and... And that was it.
You've made a mistake.
Yeah. That is a joke that keeps on giving, isn't it? Every week. I love that. I love that stuff.
Don't stop me now.
Yeah. lacking a bit, but
Palace, Bournemouth, probably less players, but probably a more open game, I'd imagine.
I fancy. I've got Daniels. I think I might leave Daniels in for this one more week, and then they've got a terrible run, Bournemouth. So
no one's got little Johnny Surfboard in. I thought you'd put him in.
No, it's Craig Gethin, wasn't it?
Oh, Sermon.
No, yes. Little Johnny Surfboard was
the juicy dangler.
Missed this one.
Callum Wilson.
Oh, Wilson. Yeah.
Injured himself on a surfboard, according to.
Okay. Not skateboard.
No. That's Craig.
Have we actually talked about that?
What, Craig?
Craig is on the Daily Mail website.
Craig's on the Daily Mail.
You know, the sidebar
spouting hate.
Yeah.
No. they covered him being like, there was some drinks do over in Australia. Something to do with the I'm a Celeb thing, and he was...
So he's on I'm a Celeb.
He's working on I'm a Celeb.
So there's a party there, and I think it was for somebody, but they said it was for...
It was someone from This Is Essex went on there.
The Only Way Is Essex,
The Only Way Is Essex went on there. I don't watch it. Went down there and they all had a drink. There was like a big party. And there's a picture there of Craig
With all of them, with all these famous people, for some reason, inexplicably.
Yeah, and I tweeted and I was like, oh, brilliant. And someone replied, Ben Shannon on Twitter replied and went, why the fuck is he on a skateboard? And just and you just zoom in the picture and Craig's just got a little skateboard by his feet.
It'll be on our Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah, look on our Twitter, at the Gaffer Tapes on Twitter. He's just got a little skateboard.
It's really cool just like hang out with all these famous people.
But, oh, he's, no, he's got his skateboard. He's not a hipster. That's the most hipster thing. Flip-flops and a skateboard in Australia with fucking... Arge from The Only Way Is Essex.
I just skateboarded in to see if they had a vegan whiskey sour because I don't like eggs in mine because I'm a vegan. And they didn't, so I skateboarded away.
Exactly. Exactly that. That's the how vegan went down. Skateboard kid.
Yeah.
Good idea for a TV show.
Huddersfield, Brighton, boom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this is Moy versus Gross.
Definitely.
Yes, it is those sort of picks. Yeah, everyone's got those.
Is it a relegation battle this early boys. In the season? Well, discuss it.
Game week 16, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Nothing, I think Brighton have looked all right. Obviously, Huddersfield, they're still tight at home. I haven't got a clue. I haven't got anyone.
No, I'm relatively impartial. It's just bench fodder for me at this stage.
Well, I guess you're playing Gross if you've still got
those sort of dudes. I don't know. Do you know what? My midfield's so much better now. I've really bulked it up.
Have you?
Yeah. And I think I'm going to play Sermon instead of Gross and bench Gross. But that's always the moment. But
yeah. Mm-hmm. Spurs at home to Stoke.
Yes.
Is your boy, you, going to score?
Me.
Shaqiri.
I don't know. He's still in the old sausage. I think he's staying with sausage now. He's so cheap.
That wasn't meta, that sentence at all.
No, not at all. No.
So have Spurs got Alderweireld and Vertonghen out?
I think Vertonghen's out, isn't he?
Because Spurs have just not been good.
No, they've been recently bad, but then you could see Kane scoring two in that game.
Yeah.
Dele Alli got the assist the other week. I always think Son's a great shout. I just sort of, it was just a little bit too expensive for the minutes he gets, but he does score when
comes
he plays.
He does the job, doesn't he?
He does, it's annoying. Yeah.
Well, so Alderweireld and Sanchez are both out.
Oh, it's Alderweireld, not Vertonghen. And Vertonghen then, in the back then, yeah?
Yeah, you were mentioning him, you did mention him earlier. Who's there? The other wing back.
Oh, Aurier. Yeah,
Aurier, yeah. So he is in. He was the one who got sent off earlier, wasn't he?
Actually? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
So it could be trouble at the back.
Could be well, couldn't it? I could see.
Could be very low scoring then, because Tottenham can't score.
Old Sue Diouf could come into his own.
Yeah,
I could see Kane
big
scoring.
Old Sue.
Then.
Sue Do.
Big Sue. Yeah. Sue Do. Swansea West Brom. Yeah, it's starting the big clash pick against Swansea in every game now.
There's some shit fixtures this week.
Yeah, it's a bit shit.
Swansea West Brom.
After West Ham Chelsea, it's all downhill, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a log. It's all about Sunday, isn't it? But yeah,
Sunday's decent, actually, yeah. You must say. Swansea West Brom.
Could be the cheeky Rondon. Every week he gets closer. He's going to get that double.
He did score.
He's going to get that hat trick.
He is.
Can I count once a season and he gets 18 points?
Double hat-trick, yeah.
I caught him last year with it.
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
Tits.
Big rong-a-dong right between the tits. Newcastle, Leicester. I think, my pick for these two game weeks coming up is going to be Mahrez. Leicester, nice. The last game on Saturday, they have Newcastle. And then after that, they've got Southampton, who are struggling a bit.
Yeah,
so true. I fancy Mahrez for those. I don't have him at the moment. I think I've got him in my sausage, actually.
What's Mahrez's first name?
Riyad. Many thanks. Many, many thanks for that. So I think I'll go for him. I've got Vardy, so I'm happy to keep hold of Vardy for the next few games. But yeah, that's the first one for me.
Next day, Southampton Arsenal, a bit better fixture.
Yeah, I'm happy with that. Yeah, I fancy us against Southampton.
Southampton are.
I think we were unlucky against United on Saturday. So
yeah, I'm hoping played that well. There's enough that was good for them to kind of do something and carry on like a good run now. Arsenal.
I
are Southampton the most non-team in the league at the minute?
Yeah, they're being just
they're nondescript.
1-0, 2-1. They beat Everton 4-1. Oh, of course they did. Tadic,
and alive. Austin.
That's it. They've done a couple of Austins.
Austin time.
Yeah, it's a bit hit and miss, really.
Oh, they're just like, just terrible.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Yeah, no one gets.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get a little Ramsey.
Oh, but Arsenal are away, so Lacazette isn't at school.
Yeah, although true. I think he's injured now, potentially. He's
definitely
well,
not at school.
Still injured, eh?
But it could be Ramsizzle.
Rambo, yeah, Ramsey's grill.
Yeah.
Do you think Welbeck could be a feature?
I think he's just dead, isn't he? Passed away.
Yeah.
No, he came on
ever
against...
immortalised in the T-shirts at the Gaffer
He came
tapes.
On against
he did,
United.
Yeah, he did play a bit.
Should
yeah.
have had a penalty.
Penoir, yes. Yes, I was getting quite
got taken out, didn't
he? There were quite a lot of like dodgy decisions in that
yeah,
game,
yeah.
Wasn't
it? Oh, it was such a good match.
Yeah, I think we should.
Let's not go back.
Well. No, let's never go back
great.
To that day.
Flipping great. That was...
Then it's the Merseyside derby, lads.
So these last two fixtures are really what
I mean, this is what it's about.
Couple of derbies.
Also, it's a three big derby weekend, isn't it?
What's the
West Ham?
West Ham. Oh,
you've got your London, your Mersey, yeah. and your.
We used to be a bogey team for them.
Did ya?
Yeah. In the long, long ago, in the before times,
Julian Dick's days.
Yeah.
You still think that Liverpool's attack is still going to come through though against Everton, though? No?
I think so. I fancy Liverpool there. Yeah, if you've got Salah, that's a little cheeky little armband jobby, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are people jumping on the Coutinho bandwagon and bringing him in? I don't know.
He's just so fucking... He lives to disappoint. Mm. Yeah. Every time I've never got anything from him. Mm. Every time I've brought him in, he's just like, fuck off, mate. I've got some ice gems to eat. Fuck off.
Yeah,
and then he comes 3 assists and a goal. Thanks.
Yeah.
I was just trying Rascal. To pin it down when it happens.
And they've got West Brom next... Oh, see?
Yeah,
well, basically, you can captain for the next 2 weeks... A Liverpool player.
Mm. Yeah, or even 3 weeks, they've got Bournemouth after that.
But they're playing at home or not?
Yeah.
That is the question.
Then it's the Manchester derby after that, chaps. United City, as
amazing.
You said, United might give them a bit of trouble, might pressure them. Ibra, imagine Ibra.
Such a shame Pogba's
Pogba,
gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been very interesting.
Amazing.
Pogba was I think without Pogba.
Yeah. That's going to be a belter, so I'm going to be watching that.
Yeah.
Defo.
Well, yeah. they're going to really sit back, aren't they?
Because obviously we've all got those City players, everyone, you know. A lot of people without any Man United, we've all got the City players. So it's
interesting
like,
one
come?
For... Because I reckon there'll be a fair amount of people who've got Poe and De Gea.
Yeah.
Although maybe if you've got Poe, you haven't bothered with De Gea, but who do you play out of the two? Like, do you play... Because Burnley...
You've got to go De Gea if you got him. You've never...
Oh, De Gea, he just got 8 points off of conceding.
Yeah, and still conceded. Yeah, 14 saves.
Yeah.
You've got to put De Gea. Just leave him in there forever.
Mm. Forever and ever.
Until he gets sold to Madrid.
To Madrid.
Then the following week, which we'll be covering on next week's podcast.
Game week 17.
First game is the aforementioned Burnley, Poe.
Tuesday the 12th, yeah.
Home against Stoke.
Yeah.
Again... To be a 1-1 could be 1-0 to Burnley.
Mm. Yeah,
and,
I don't know, it's a tough one, isn't it?
And the same again with Palace-Watford.
Yeah, although you'd fancy a few Watford players then, like Ewan Carlson.
Yeah, I think the last...
Kiko Firmino!
I think both games, Burnley and Palace, you got to fancy some Watford people. If it wasn't for their... Who's their main striker?
Who?
Watford.
Troy Deeney?
Old Andre Gray?
Yeah. I said tipped him a few weeks ago, and then he didn't score that week, and then
he scored
the week after.
I think. Yeah,
yeah,
he did get
assists.
A singular goal, I believe.
Yeah,
yeah, probably not worth it. Yeah, he's cheap though. Huddersfield Chelsea. Oh,
yeah,
yeah,
Chelsea.
Although Huddersfield turned up against United, didn't they? Beat him at home.
They did. Yeah, I was looking through the fixtures, and I was like, oh, Huddersfield, and I was like, they're just so up and down, really. Tuesday night in Huddersfield. Yeah, could be a bit of an upset. Although, you know, if you got Hazard, if he comes off another good performance, you've got,
exactly.
got to think about putting the armband.
Wednesday,
podcast night with Joe Bloom, live on
live.
Twitch TV.
Live.
Twitch TV live, forward live, slash the Gaffer Tapes, live. Potentially.
Yes.
Newcastle Everton.
Yes.
Huge.
Yes. That is, God knows what's going to happen in there.
I don't know, yeah.
I reckon Everton could probably be in for a few goals.
I think maybe if you have picked up Rooney in your sausage or Sigurdsson.
You just can't predict that, can you?
No.
It's all over the show.
It's like predicting the future, innit? If we could do it, we'd all be rich.
Exactly, Thomas.
Tell me about it.
Southampton, Leicester.
Yeah, well, there's my little pick, Mahrez there. I fancy him for the double game week.
Another juicy one.
Yes.
Swansea.
This could be the routing.
Are City ever going to return to form?
The routing.
If it's going to happen, it could happen away in Leicester. I mean, in Wales.
So I've still got Sané.
Yeah.
Who hasn't scored anything in 3 weeks.
I think it's four.
Four.
He's been awful.
But
I've got...
But if you were in the games, he's been not too bad.
Mm.
And it's the classic thing. I don't want to get rid of him and then him score a million points.
He'd be being, yeah.
Yeah, see, I so when as soon as Pogba got the red, I got rid of him and stuck in Sterling.
Yeah,
okay. Thought about Sané, but I looked at their things and I was like, no, I think Sterling is the slightly better, and he's like 0.5 mil cheaper.
Yeah.
I think so, I'd go for Ramsey over Sané, to be honest.
It's a big price difference as well. Yeah.
Put that money up front or get a Chelsea defender.
Yeah,
Liverpool West Brom could be some goals there as well.
Oh yeah,
decent two game weeks for Liverpool
for sure.
The return of Pardew's going to be a couple of games in, firing on all cylinders. Yeah. Bam, probably be West Brom 3, Liverpool -2, I imagine.
-2. Again. Maybe. But that's the thing, Liverpool are so hit and miss that you could see that happening.
Shit and miss,
mate. That's a fucking lonely.
Yeah, but it'll probably be two goals for Coutinho, won't it?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it won't. It'll be like, same with every Liverpool game. Mm. It'll be now they've all got a few, come in, there'll be two goals for Wijnaldum, who's playing centre-back.
Yeah, they do spread their goals around like fucking no one's business, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then the last three games coming up, Man United, Bournemouth.
Mm-hmm.
I guess a lot of people are going
to
be.
Yeah, it's the start of Bournemouth. So Bournemouth's nice little run goes tits up from this game week. They got United, then Liverpool, then City.
I guess Daniels
is out on his tits for me.
Who was the
get out?
Who's the player who scored twice for United at the weekend?
Lingard.
Yeah,
Lingard. Yeah. The second Man United goal was ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
The pass from Martial. Sorry, I haven't mentioned it. Oh, but that was great.
I thought this earlier, right? You know, always slagging off Martial, who's terrible. He got the ball there. As it came into him, he did a Iniesta-esque turn.
Yeah.
Iniesta always used to do it. So he does it with the outside of his foot, spins, and then passes it. And I thought, this must be what people see in Martial, right? Yeah. And then, the next time he got the ball, he did it again and lost it. And I was like, oh, okay. But I mean, he did it for that guy. Oh, then I realised that is the only thing he does.
Yeah, he just tries to make it.
He just does it every time. He's like, oh, I'm going to do the little spinny thing. I lost the ball.
But,
I just love that goal. I was going to watch Match of the Day, so I thought, I'm coming on an award-winning podcast. Yeah. I'm going to watch football. I just watched that 20 minutes of Match of the Day about six times instead of watching the whole thing.
Excellent.
Sorry, lads.
And then didn't even mention it until
now.
The end. So... profit.
Yeah. So the quiz is going to be
it's going to be
all the questions. It's going to be that 20 minutes.
So what minute did Martial pass to Lingard?
But so I think obviously people have gone big on Man United defenders.
Big.
No reason to change.
Mm.
There's not so much else going on the rest of the team. Lukaku's still good, but he's not worth over Morata.
No output.
Yeah, and then that's it. The rest of them are a bit... like Lingard's all right, I guess.
Lingard's double cheap, but he's also so inconsistent.
He's also Lingard.
He just got two big scores, but then he's just going to disappear again and Rashford will play or something like that.
Yeah. And then Mkhitaryan's dead, basically.
Yeah.
Basically dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spurs-Brighton after that. Yeah, again, it's
a game that you should captain Kane.
You should captain Kane, but then
we've
all been stung. And then the game that I'm excited for with Joe Bloom here live, it's me versus Ash, West Ham Arsenal.
Oof.
That'll be nice. We could get some like bets going.
Oh, yeah.
Some kind of drinking.
Tears.
Game.
Yeah.
Some tears. Yeah. Yeah. We could all make love afterwards.
Why not?
Depends on who wins. Yeah. I mean, Ramsey's my only Arsenal player, and until he gets injured.
Ram it
home, baby.
So?
That's the name of the episode. Ram it home, baby. Yeah, so we'll see. There we go.
So, that concludes our little look at the next couple of weeks' fixtures.
16 and 17.
So, it must be time for the quiz.
I think it's time to quiz now that we've done a very, I must say, very thorough rundown of the next couple of weeks' quizzes. Fixtures.
That's what we should start doing. We're not going to do next week's
quizzes. So, Joe Bloom's quiz. What I think Joe's going to do,
That's what we should do, and then in part one, instead of looking at last week's fixtures,
go and analyse the
question
podcast.
Two. It's fucking insane.
People say this podcast is too meta. I don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah,
just do quiz sections.
I can imagine that a spin-off podcast, the Gaffer Tape's Small Brother or something, where they just talk about the quizzes.
Executive producer Craig Hayes.
Yeah. Yes, JD, what you got for us?
Let's do it.
I'm excited.
Right. So I've done a quiz. We've had the Richarlison bandwagon.
Yes.
We've all got aboard the Pope Mobile.
Mm-hmm.
This quiz is the sponsorship. and tests your knowledge of historical and more recent football sponsorship information. Your answer will also trigger a more left-field question. Please write down your responses. Gentlemen, have you got pads?
Yes.
Oh, you got phones.
We tend to use our phones because we're, you know, from the future and stuff.
Outrageous.
And can you actually write on a notepad and not on Google?
Do you want to...
Because it does make me suspicious. He writes his thing in the Google bar.
In Google,
at the top,
right.
And I'm like, that's a bit weird.
Right, your first question.
So it's 12-10.
12-10, I believe, yes.
It's quite a lot of quizzes we've done then.
Well, yeah, but... Yeah, to be fair, we have, but mostly because we've had our lovely Patreon guest host on and nothing to do with Craig.
So 12-10.
Yes.
This is question one of sponsorship. Yeah.
I love it. Sponsorship.
It's good.
Right. What company with the initials DM were West Ham's main shirt sponsor between 1998 and 2003? DM, West Ham. I'm going to come Ash first. Let's do it.
I think we both got it.
Yeah.
Thomas?
Dr. Martins. Yeah.
Dr. Martins. Both of you were right.
Boom.
And the slightly mental question. Which League One team are called the Cobblers?
Oh.
So I'm going to give you a couple seconds to think.
Which League One?
League One team, following on from Dr. Martins.
Yeah, no, I'm
the
with
shoes.
You.
They were manufactured in this part of the world. What? It's the nickname. I'm going to have to count down and come to you, Tom.
Oh, it's going to be League One, is it? It's going to be something. It's going to be...
It's not this.
Ash, but
any ideas?
I've got an answer.
Right, Tom, what's your answer?
Have you got an answer,
Ash? Wait. God, I know it, but I don't.
Shall I reveal?
Yeah.
Take my top off?
Go on.
Tom, what you got?
Well, it's not right. I said Wigan.
Wigan, no.
It's that kind
of... They're the Latics. The Cobblers are Northampton Town.
It's that kind of vibe, wasn't it, then?
Yeah.
Right, question two. So you both got 1 point at the moment. Right?
Yep.
No.
What company with the initial D were Arsenal's main shirt sponsor before 02 in 1999?
Got it.
Between 99 and 2000. I'll come to you, Ash.
Dixon's?
Oh, nice. Tom? Dreamcast.
Dreamcast.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Was Dixon's ever a sponsor?
Era. No, that was Lee Dixon, you're thinking.
I think I might have been thinking of Wayne.
Now, following on from that, what was the sponsor on the away shirt while Dreamcast was on the home shirt?
Oh.
Do we remember that?
Oh, just as I went, that was my era. Oh, God.
They played red with Dreamcast and slightly goldy yellow with a sponsor.
Oh.
This is completely dead air. So I'm
it is terrible.
No, you don't do it.
It does, yeah.
So lads o'clock.
Okay.
What are we saying? Tom?
I'll just put Sega.
Sega is correct.
Is it?
Ash, what did you
put?
Nothing. You put nothing. Another mark for Tommy.
I thought it had to be. Yeah.
So
it's Sega Dreamcast, wasn't it?
3-1 Tommy at the moment.
Oh, my God. I'm so
right.
happy.
Are we listening to this question?
Yeah.
A college team, Rutherford Raiders, had which logo emblazoned on their chest in 2014? Was it Dunkin' Donuts, Mike and the Mechanics tribute, or Pornhub? I'm going to come first to Tom. Rutherford Raiders, what did they
I've
have?
I've got an answer.
What is the answer?
Pornhub.
Ash?
Me too.
Pornhub is correct.
Yes.
Rutherford Raiders, you naughty boys.
That's the first 40. Time I've ever typed that on my phone, ever. Yeah.
Why did it come... Oh. Anyway.
You go, did you mean Pornhub?
On the subject of Rutherford.
Did you mean Paul Hudd?
Subject of Rutherford. On the 4th of August 2012, Greg Rutherford and which two athletes won Great British gold medals at the Olympic Stadium in the space of 44 unforgettable minutes.
Oh,
two athletes.
God.
Super Saturday. Greg Rutherford and who? I need a point to, if you get both as a point. Tom is leading 4-2 at the moment, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
And I'm going to come to you first, Ash.
I've got a big disadvantage that I don't remember people's names. But if I can describe it, that's got to
describe
count.
Them, because you've written something, right?
I've written two names, yeah.
You've written both.
So these might not even be right.
Right,
but I've gone for Mo Farah.
Correct is one.
And the lady, the decathlete that does the Santander advert.
I'm happy with that. Jessica Rennis and Tom's
got
written
the name,
it as well.
Though?
No,
that's not
no,
fair.
I'm having that. Ash, you got it right.
I clearly knew who it was.
I had their actual names.
Okay. And so we've had Rutherford, we've had Pornhub. Moving on.
Let's get my fedora.
So, Manchester United and Arsenal both had 18-year sponsorship deals with their first kit sponsor.
Mm. Name that sponsor.
Oh, this isn't fair.
Why?
This is an Arsenal fan.
So, United... So
Manchester United yeah. and Arsenal mm-hmm. both had 18-year deals with their first kit sponsor.
Yeah.
Name that sponsor.
It's the same sponsor.
Name those sponsors.
Oh, right.
That's... Two sponsors.
What's the current score?
The current score is Tom 5, Ash 3.
This is like well more Tom's thing, like things that are sort of peripheral.
Well, no, it's just that this is my sort of era of football and football stickers and watching Match of the Day 100 times.
Yeah, kind of thing I'm terrible with.
I know for a fact I've got both these right.
Okay, shit. Oh. That's encouraging because I thought some of the questions were a bit weird and then I thought that's exactly what I wanted.
I think I might struggle to name two shirts makers, let alone the correct.
All right, well, let's come to you. What are you thinking, Ash? 18-year sponsorship. So it was on their shirt for freaking ages.
18
so
years.
United.
Arsenal and Manchester United, the
so
biggest
teams. If he's allowed to just say Santander lady, can I sort of go, hurry up and answer? How long have we given him?
All right, let's
no,
go.
You're not.
Ash, I need an answer.
Go on, please answer.
Well, I definitely know that it was Nike and Adidas.
Right, that's not what I was looking
that's
for.
That's what I was looking for. Sharp and JVC.
That's absolutely right.
Oh, wait.
That's what... Yeah.
Yes! Sponsor.
I wrote down Sharp. I thought you were talking about the person who actually manufactured the shirt.
I'm talking about the main shirt sponsor.
Oh, sorry.
18-year sponsorship
yeah,
sponsor.
Yeah.
And who is Manchester United's current shirt sponsor?
Oh.
At the moment, you're both award-winning podcasters.
Don't ask me stuff about current.
Currently.
I don't know current stuff.
Tom, I'm going to have to press you for an answer. I think Ash is okay.
I should have listened to the previous question, really.
I know this ain't right, but I know this was.
I want you to announce it. Ash,
have you got an answer?
Yeah.
All right, Tom, what's your answer?
Chevrolet.
Ash?
Oh, fuck. I thought it was still AIG.
Ash, you're incorrect. Tom, another point.
Oh, Chevrolet! No. Amazing! Tommy knows his fucking shirt.
Yeah.
Right. I've got no hope for this question, to be honest now. Sheffield Wednesday and Southampton had more than just their stripes in common between 1995 and 1999. The team shared the same shirt sponsor. What was the name of that company? Sheffield Wednesday and Southampton. Blue and white stripes.
I can imagine.
Red and white stripes. Same shirt sponsor. Very similar kit.
Right, but I'm giving that a go.
Same shirt sponsor. Ash, have you got an answer for me?
No, I don't know.
All right. You don't know at all. No. You're not offering an answer. Tom?
I don't think this is right, but McEwen's Lager?
McEwen's Lager is incorrect. The answer was Sanderson.
I can picture it now.
What is that?
Was it like a little red owl or something, wasn't it?
It was a red and blue little logo thing.
Yeah.
Sanderson. On the subject of Sanderson, which Olympic Games did Tessa Sanderson win javelin gold?
Go on. Which games? I'm just trying to think.
The score currently, Tom 7, Ash 4 in this quiz. Tessa Sanderson, javelin gold in which Olympics? I will take either the year or the location at this stage.
You sure you don't need a... Tom doesn't need you to take a DNA test? A lie detector test to make sure you were there?
What are you thinking, Tom?
I don't know, but I just went for 92.
92, Ash?
I just went for Atlanta.
Atlanta was 96. She competed in... Los Angeles, 1984.
84, wow. Tessa, I thought Tessa was a lot younger than Tessa actually is.
You're still drawing on 7-4. Next question. Huddersfield. Listen, please, gentlemen. Yes. Huddersfield received £1.5 million from OPE Sports for shirt sponsorship this season. How much did Tottenham receive from AIA? I will give you three options. 25 million,
mm-hmm.
30 million, 35 million. Huddersfield received 1.5. How much did Tottenham receive? Ash, is it 25, 30 or 35 million?
You written yours down, Tom?
Yeah.
I got 35.
Tom? I did go 35.
35 is correct.
Yes.
Absolutely huge.
That's massive.
Yeah.
That is
point
massive.
Each. Right. God. What does the company AIA do? Do they do A, dog training? Do they B, do insurance shit? Or do they do C, banking bollocks? Is it A, dog training, B, insurance, or C, banking?
It's obviously worth the 35 million in sponsorship that we think they might be a dog training company.
Yeah, imagine that. They're doing fucking well with fucking...
Tom, I'm going to come to you first.
Insurance.
Ash, insurance, you're both correct.
Lovely. Well done. Loving this. So if I just keep pulling out the same...
Yeah.
Oh, that's true, but you can't be tactical. It's not fair. Right, what company, GF, not girlfriend, but what company were the main sponsors of the England national team between 1994 and 1998, which did include the Euro 96 campaign to the semi-finals?
Got it.
I think you've both got an answer, Ash.
Green flag.
Green flag, Mother Hubbard.
Great.
Yes. You're
both correct. Green
flag.
Love
it. These are right up my street, these questions. I usually just flap and don't know what...
Oh, this will be up your street. In the US military, if a vehicle has a green flag attached, what does it denote? Is it a medical vehicle in barracks? Is it the last vehicle of a convoy? Or is it an unmanned vehicle?
Ooh.
Shout out all the Gafferazzi. If the US military has a vehicle with a green flag attached, does it denote A, medical vehicle in barracks, B, the last vehicle in the convoy, or C, an unmanned vehicle? Tom Holmes.
I'm going last vehicle in convoy. I think that's quite a random...
Ashley Cons.
I'm going medical.
The answer is Tommy T-Cakes, the last vehicle in the convoy.
Because I live opposite a barracks. Granted, it's not an American barracks. It's not an American barracks, but I don't remember seeing any...
The current score, 11 to 7 in favour of Tom.
It's smashed. I don't know these kind of things.
Guess who is the next question. Guess who? Let's work out this clue to the name of the club in the current Premier League. I potter about and gamble every day of the year. Give me the club and the sponsorship deal. I potter about and gamble every day of the year.
Got it.
Have you both got answers, Tom?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Okay, what are you saying?
Stoke Bet365.
Ash, Bet365, you're both correct.
Yes. That's great. Oh, do you know what I had? I'd written Betfair, and then I was like, and then I reheard you say every day of the
Imagine
year.
Imagine how good Craig would be at this. He'd have got 100% on this.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Would he get this, though? In Hasbro, the children's game Guess Who, which does not feature as a current name in this edition? Is it the name Hans, the name Jürgen, or the name Herman? A, Hans. B, Jürgen, or C, Herman. Hasbro's Guess Who. Ash, A, B, or C?
Tommy needs to do an answer.
Yeah, no, I've got an answer.
I'm going for Jürgen.
Oh, that's what I went for.
You've both said B and you're both correct again.
Oh, yeah, because I knew there was Herman. I was like, it's Hans or Jürgen.
Herman.
And then I was trying to think, what's the one who locked his kids in the fit? That was Fritz. Or
that was Joseph Fritz.
And I was like, oh, has he put that in? Yeah, Joseph.
Is there a Fritz?
Is there a Fritz? I was like, what was his name? Was his...
Lads, we've got a few questions left, but you're both doing very well.
Thanks.
Let's come on to this. In 1981, AC Milan was sponsored by which company? Poo Jeans, Shorts de Conlon, Vag Pantaloni.
What?
AC Milan in 1981 was sponsored by Poo Jeans, Shirts de Colon, or Vag Pantaloni. A, B, or C?
Right, I got that thing.
Yeah.
Tom?
Shirt de Colon.
That's what I got as well.
You both said Shirts de Colon. They were sponsored by Poo Jeans in 1981.
Like, and I just thought that just sounded like something silly that you'd say.
Poo
Jeans!
In Winnie the Pooh, there is a sole human character. What is his name?
Got it.
You got it, Ash?
Is it all right if I just tell you what children's novel he's in?
I'd prefer you tell me the
answer. If I just tell you what the name of his bear friend is.
His name was Winnie the Pooh. It was in the question.
What if I tell you what type of thing Winnie the Pooh
eats? What colour?
He likes honey, correct. Yeah. How does he spell honey?
I don't know. I've got an answer for this.
Yeah. Okay, tell me it.
Christopher Robbins?
I'm accepting Christopher Robbins.
You accepted Christopher Robbins? That's not even right.
You spelled it with double B.
Well,
Right, you're both correct.
Christopher Robbins.
To his friend.
I think Tom might have an unassailable lead. It's 14-10. It's a teabag.
Lovely.
Right, this is the big question they all wanted to hear. The Bundesliga promoted an anti-racism message where the sponsorship logo would have otherwise been. What did this message say? Racism, send it off. Sorry for the war. 2, my friend is a foreigner. 3, community spirit for all. Is it A, racism, send it off. Sorry for the war. B, my friend is a foreigner. Or C, community spirit for all. Have you both got an answer?
I have, yeah.
I have. I've gone for it. I'm going to have to go for as much as it sickens me, a differential pick. Or else I've got no chance. I've gone for whatever the mental B one was.
Right, Tom?
Community Spirit for All.
Community Spirit for All is wrong. Ash, you are right. They had a sponsorship that said, "My friend is a foreigner" on their shirts.
My friend is a foreigner. Oh,
Bundesliga. I think it's 1992 or something. Anyway, back in the real world. Ash got another point. Okay. In 2005, there was a stand-up, speak-up campaign launched to engage the public anti-racism campaign in this country. What? How did this campaign engage the public?
How did it engage
people? Stand-up, speak-up, sponsored by Nike. How did it engage the public? It was after the Live Strong campaign, if that helps.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Okay, I just wrote stand-up comedy.
Ash, you got an answer?
I put wristbands.
Wristband is correct. Can you remember the type of wristband? God.
Oh, it's those little floppy ones.
Yeah,
like little floppers.
Yeah, but what? It was a black one and a white one that interlocked.
Oh, so the interlocking
flopper. Yeah, racial.
Okay. Racial. The interlocking flopper.
Ash, another point there. So you're on 12. Tom, you're still on 14. I think you're unassailable. We've got two more. Actually, we've got...
Yeah, Ash could pull it level.
Ash could pull it off.
At last.
He could answer in the quiz. Right, this part of the quiz, it's the last question as well. It's called Sleeve It Out. And it says, this year, the Premiership clubs can use one sleeve space to advertise products that carry a sponsorship. Which team carry the sponsorship Angry Bird on their sleeve? I can give you a clue.
Can you give me a clue?
I can give Ash a clue.
Why are you giving Ash a clue? Say it loud and I saw it.
Ash, the team were concerned that the logo might be a certain colour that they did not want.
Oh.
Angry Birds sponsors which club's sleeve?
Got an answer.
Ash, okay. Let me come to you.
Everton?
Everton is correct. Fuck. Tom.
I put Man City.
Oh!
Yes. I had Brighton originally.
So we're tight now. We're tight, tight.
Oh.
Ash, 13. Tom in the lead at the moment. Can Ash bring it back with this question?
Come on, Tom.
As part of this quiz, I spent hours and downloaded a PDF document called the FA Guide to Kit Advertising Regulations. How many pages made up this document?
Okay.
PDF. Have you both got an answer?
Hang on.
This is for glory, Ash.
Okay.
Ash, what's your answer?
58.
120.
Ash is closer. The document consisted of just 24 pages. So, I'll have to do a tiebreaker because you've both done so well.
I can't believe it.
Right. So, what you need to tell me is the current average attendance in the Premier League. Currently, in thousands.
What, current game?
No, so all of the Premier League teams,
right, yeah.
Currently, if you added it all up, what is the average?
But then divided by everybody.
What, for the,
so
for
the average attendance currently
attendance.
At the moment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And then, okay.
Right, have you both got an answer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you going for? Wait a minute, Tom.
34,000.
Oh, shit. Oh, you fuck. I've gone 47. I had 35 to start with. Fuck, I think you're right. I've gone way too high.
What have you said, Ash?
47.
47,000 as an average.
That's way higher.
34,000.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The average is much nearer to 34,000.
Yeah, I was going to say 35.
37,000. 937,944.
Exactly what I said.
Yeah, it's pretty much bang on what you said.
Yeah.
What did you say?
No, you said 47. I
Ash, you said 47. So, Tom, well done, my friend.
Thanks.
You were just a few thousand out. And therefore, you are the quiz winner. And you bring the total back to 11-12.
Fuck.
Wonderful. I'm really happy with that.
I had 35 written down as well. I just sneaked it.
So, thanks. thanks, James Doncaster.
Thanks for the long course.
Thanks for just that last bit.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Appreciate all the support from our patrons and from Dommy... Johnny Doncaster.
No problem.
Thanks for coming, mate. Lovely to have you in the studio. We've got Joe Bloom on Wednesday live. Yeah, check out. Yeah, we're going to stream it live. Go to maybe the website for info or Twitter and
Twitter
Facebook
or Facebook. We've been on all of them, but I think it'll be twitch.tv/thegaffertapes.
Yeah.
Joe, if you've got another tie break, then write the answer down as well. Just a word of advice.
Don't just write average league attendance on a bit of paper and then panic.
No.
So. But cool, thank you for doing that.
Yeah,
thank you, chaps.
We'll look forward to seeing you all next week.
Yeah, on Wednesday.
And
Goodbye.
Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with me, Ash, Tommy.
Yes.
And James.
Hello, everybody.
Patreon guest host. Next week, we've...
Messed up.
Pretty good.
Just talk amongst yourself.
Stuff like that doesn't usually happen.
And you're back in the room. It's the same DP.
Double penetration. So, deep heat.
You're just trying to subliminally put it into your mind.